this time, we're having another by our founder. In the year of 1931, he received a divine vision and revelation. What you see pictorially illustrated on these charts are a result of this vision. Our founder, Dr. Henry C. Kendall.
Thank you ever so much. I'm happy and glad to be here.
All right.
You people in this convention. I know that some of you have been wondering why I haven't said anything before now. There's been many interrogations, false questions, and catechizing why I haven't said anything. And I don't intend to preach now. But I just thought it would be well for me to let you know that I didn't intend to let you go away without having something to say to you, not to Mr. Benjamin.
All right.
And I wanted to tell you some things Dr. Harris brought out one of them this afternoon. But the most important thing that I want to tell you is this. You see, now we've kind of got this thing kind of twisted. Now, when I say kind of twisted, I mean this. Everything you have ever been taught in your life is wrong. Now, Dr. Harris told you this afternoon, your dean, he told you that Genesis was not the first book of Moses. And I think he proved it to you. Your father? Now they told you that Genesis was the first book. No, that's not true. They told you that the New Testament was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They told you that Messiah said that he comes to institute. Now that's what they've been telling you out here in the church. They've been lying to you about that. We didn't say that. And there's something else I just want to point out to you. Here in the third chapter of Exodus, I want you to see there that Yahweh told Moses when he sent him down into Egypt, he told him, Moses asked him where he was going to be. And what did he say to Moses? Certainly, I will be with you. Now, the folks haven't caught up with that yet. Now, do you know the reason why he told his disciples after he was born to the loins of the Virgin Mary? In Matthew 19:28, 19:20, he said to them, go in all the world or all the age. Now I'm straightening that world business up. Go in all the age. Now you have the age over there on that chart over there. And preach the gospel. Would you mind reading that? I just want to show you that we don't pay no attention to what we read.
Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age.
Now you see, when he went down into Egypt, and told Moses what to tell Pharaoh then.
Right.
Tell him everything I command you to tell him, see. You follow me?
Yes.
Now then, in order to fulfill that, after he comes out of the grave, you see, he tells them to go in the name of the Father.
Okay.
Now, you haven't been too long learning what the name of the Father was.
That's right. That's right.
And of the Son.
Right.
And of the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Now what I want to say is, here I am. You know that I know what my purpose is. That's right. I know it back in the realm of eternity and declare it again from the beginning. Do you understand? And I've been running along all the time. And it's wonderful when you can get something definite, something positive, something basic, something concrete, something irrefutable and undeniable by anybody.
All right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Now somebody talk. That Jesus, Joshua, jumped aboard a cloud and he went on off. They don't even know why he ascended on a cloud.
That's right.
If you look in your book, the first chapter of that, you find out he went and taken him out, led him out to the Mount of Olives and ascended from the Mount of Olives in a cloud. Now, a lot of folks out there just pushing and whooping and hollering and spitting and stomping and carrying on. They don't know why he did that. You follow?
Yes.
Now, see, this is what they don't see. They don't see that he brought them out of Egypt and all the way to Canaan land, and that's how. See? Now, he's going to fulfill that. See, he's going to have to take a cloud, you see.
Yeah, right.
You see what I'm talking about? To fulfill it. You follow?
Yeah.
See, now all of these things that have been established, you see, are back there in the scriptures, they have to be fulfilled. You see. And Yahshua the Messiah fulfilled everything. I want you to get this place too. This will never yet be fulfilled.
All right.
See. Now, I'll tell you what I mean by that. You see, everything that he was supposed to do while he was walking around in the flesh, back here was Moses. He established that, or instituted that, in the flesh. You see. Now, everything that he had to do that was contained in the ordinances while he walked around, you see, with them, you see, he fulfilled it while he was in the flesh. But there's something to be fulfilled after he resurrected from the dead.
Right.
See?
Right.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Well, what was that? See, he said, if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That's where I am. Said that before he died. When I am there, will you be now also? Your father?
Yeah.
So now he told them to have the understanding. You go back to Jerusalem. You would tarry there. And you receive power from on high. And then you shall be Jehovah's Witnesses. Say, you shall be married, he says, unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and other parts of the earth.
Right.
Now they went all back, and instead of doing like they were told, you know what they gave? They went to cast in lots.
Right.
Find out who's going to take Judas to the place.
Right.
You remember how he resurrected from the dead? He told them, opened up their understanding in the scriptures. He began with Moses and opened up their understanding in the scriptures. But Judas was dead, so he didn't say anything more about Judas.
Right.
And since they had started looking through the scriptures, they bumped into the prophecy back there about Judas and his bishopric led another tale. So then they decided, well, I guess maybe we just better find somebody to take his place. And so they went to Pullman Crawl to find out who was going to take his place. Now he had wanted to know what he would have told them. You see what I'm talking about? Just like he told them on the face of that mountain there, on the plateau of that mountain, Moses told them, they could carry you until he come again unto you. They went on down and built their own cave. They didn't do like they were told.
Right.
See? And they've been shooting a bird ever since.
Right.
See?
Right.
Now, if you were real smart, you could catch up with that. Like this. You ever remember them saying the cow or pig blue?
Right. Right.
See? It ain't as good as how it was then after the golden, but now there's a paper. You see? Now they call them insignials now. But now here's what I'm trying to point out to you. See, that was wrong. They did what they were not told to do. They were told not to do that.
Right.
You see? And so now they didn't know that they were supposed to take Judas' place. And they acted like they thought he was going to kill him.
Right.
You see? Did you find him?
Yeah.
So then they're going to find out. And I read a book here not too long, written by Judas too. It says God never to choose his disciples by casting lots. Now isn't that something else? No, that's not the way it is. That's not the way it is. But now, we will get into some of these things tomorrow, and we'll talk with you about it. And so that you can see for yourself whether it is true that I did receive a vision. Tell you the truth about that thing. I just may decide to tell you the truth about that tomorrow.
All right.
In a way and in a so you can understand. Now the real facts indicate the thing. See, I already see Yahshua the Messiah who is in the Father. You understand? Now that's what I really received. And it was him in me that's revealing that to you.
Right.
Now I want to say this before I conclude. Now these charts and all that are around this wall, we have been teaching and preaching these things for 4 years. And I want to let you know that we've had some from the Roman Catholic Church,
right,
and from any church you want to mention. And there has been nobody here in this group that's been healed to refute the teaching in this group.
Right.
And if you want to really know the truth about it, the mystery of Yahweh and the mystery of iniquity, you stick around, you see. Now, somebody will think, well, he just thinks he's smart. No, I don't. I know I am.
Result of this vision, our founder, Dr. Henry C. Kendall.
After he comes out of the grave, He said, you tell them to go in the name of the Father.
Okay.
Now, you haven't been too long learning about the name of the Father was.
That's right.
And of the Son. And of the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Now, what I want to say is, here I am. After understanding, you go back to the room, you tell them,
Contained in ordinances, why won't men